word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, and I ask, Father, that you settle me, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that your spirit would be here amongst your people, Lord, and Lord, I ask that you may move me out the way, Lord, and I may be a vessel used for your honor, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you be with Brother Eric Gaia, Lord, as he comes to speak your word today, Father, and that you'll bless us, Lord, and we may draw from it, Father. We just appreciate this time together as family, Lord. Bless it, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me find my glasses. We're going to read the word here. Got a little study this morning. Thanks to Sister Regina. Sister Regina. She said, hey, Wade, why don't you have Brother Isaac do Sunday school? I said, thanks, Sister Regina. I'm always nervous stepping up in front. You know, it's something we got to take serious. But we're going to read today in St. John, the first chapter. The little study I have today is our hidden life in Christ. I'll be talking about the diamond today. And so here in 1 John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. On our Bibles, it's a lowercase L. When I was reading this morning, and over the past couple days, we're going to get to the uppercase L's, but when I was reading this, in him was light, right? Was life. That was us, saints. That was us. And the life was the light of men. Amen. That's why when you go to a grocery store, you're out and about, you're light to people. Amen? And it says, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's why a lot of times our family members, they don't understand. They come against you. They have things to say, especially when you first come in, right? After a while, they kind of let off of you. But when you first come in, you catch all the flack, right? It says here, now there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light. There's your higher case L, right? That all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, which was Jesus Christ. Amen?
Right.
That the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, but the world, and the world knew him not.
Right.
He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave the power to become sons of God. Amen?
Amen.
Even to them that believeth on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh by sexual desires, we know that, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen?
Right.
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You may have your seats. So today I wanted to take this little topic here. You can put up that first picture. I was thinking about the diamond one day, and is that picture up? Oh, there we go. And how this was very striking to me. First time I ever seen it, I was in high school, and back where I'm from, we listen to rap music and Spanish music, but you know, the Caucasian folk, they would wear a shirt, and it was a Led Zeppelin shirt. How many of y'all seen that? Yeah, Metallica, Led Zeppelin, oh, I never understood it. But, you know, that shirt always caught my eye, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, they take it and pervert it, but we know the true meaning of it. So in the Old Testament, the diamond was on Aaron's breastplate. It was here amongst men. Back in those days, diamonds weren't seen in the way we see them today. See, they hadn't took them and cut them, right? If you look at a diamond, can you put up the second picture here, Brother Anderson? So that's what a diamond looks like when you extract it from the earth.
Right.
See, it doesn't look much of anything. It doesn't have color, right? But what happened was, you know, as we got modernized and they started taking diamonds and cutting them and putting them, you know, doing things like that, then you start to see the beauty in them.
Right.
Jesus came, he was born in a manger, put under a lot of pressure as he grew eventually. Now, we have to understand something. Christ represented the diamond. Okay? He represented the diamond. And what I love about it, according to our Western culture, April, Brother Branham says he was born in April. He was born in the spring. The diamond is the stone of that. So he was put under, he was brought here. He was put under a lot of pressure. He grew eventually. He was tried. He was beaten. He was cut. He was slashed. He bled. He was spit on. He was despised, fulfilling the scripture as we see in Isaiah chapter 9, 6, where it says the government will be upon his shoulders, bearing ultimate responsibilities for our sins. He was led to a cross, dying, conquering hell and death and the grave, resurrecting, ascending up, and then coming back on the day of Pentecost. And, you know, I'll go back to that first picture there. He came down, that source of light come down. If you want to go back to that, that source of light, which is God, came down, right? But he needed something. He needed a body. Right. He needed that diamond because there was something in that diamond that needed to come forth. Amen? So what happened, we see here, he was born in a manger. He was put under a lot of pressure. I read that already. and it says when he died on the cross, he was pierced. We see blood and water come out. Something happened.
Right.
Color. We see it start to produce, especially on the day of Pentecost. One light source, God coming down in Christ, then going back up. Now, a many-membered body glowing forth. Amen? You could put up that other picture there, the third picture. It says a diamond is an isotope. How many know that? When you look at it under a microscope, you could put the next picture, brother. When you look under it under a microscope, all you see is grays and blacks because it's carbon. He had to be broken so we can come forth. Amen? Diamonds are formed when carbon atoms bond together under intense pressure and heat. And it's under intense pressure and heat within the earth. How many know he was put in the grave?
Yeah.
Well, he resurrected and rose again. Amen?
Amen.
In Isaiah chapter 53, it tells us that there was no beauty or majesty that would cause us to look at him. Wow. Nothing in his appearance would attract us to him. He came in the likeness of simple flesh. He was cut. He was made to drag a cross and had intense heat. He was pressurized till his eyes were bloody. He said, Father, let this cup pass from me, but let thy will be done.
Right.
He came to take our place to become sin judged on the cross so that we can come forth and glow. Amen?
Right.
In 2 Corinthians, it says, and now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with face having been unveiled while reflecting the glory of the Lord as a mirror are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. Amen. If you ever wanted, Brother Branham says here, if he ever wanted to redeem him and made him a decision that saved man by the blood of an innocent one, he would have forever done the same thing. He has never changed. No place God ever met any worshiper only under the blood. That's his only place. And we'll get to that in a minute. I got this down for a reason because we have the seven colors of the rainbow. And we know red is one of them, correct?
Right.
It says, and any Greek scholar knows that the word is eternal. It comes from the word Zoe, which means God's own life. That's right. The only way you can ever have life, there's only one form of eternal life, and that's God's own life, you see. Then you have eternal life because he is the eternal. There it is. And we are the attributes of his thoughts. Before there was even a foundation of the world or anything, all just thinking, we were the display of his thoughts of what it was.
Right.
And, you know, that one source of light, in that light is all seven colors. How many know that?
Amen.
Yeah.
I just learned recently that the sun is actually all seven colors.
Right.
When we see it from earth, it's yellow, but when we see it from space, it's white.
Right.
But it's actually all seven colors, amen? Representing his bride through all the ages. And he had come down in order to take sin away. No one else could do it. There wasn't no one worthy. No one could do it but him, and he did it, amen? How many's glad this morning for that pressurized diamond that came down? And then that life was released from that body, man, which was the Son of God. His creative power, being a building like a contractor, built the building that he moved in himself. God did that. And then that life was taken. The blood, the chemistry of it, poured upon the ground, just as Abel's poured out upon the ground. But from that bloody From that blood came the Holy Spirit that was sent to man on the day of Pentecost to be identified with the sacrifice that died for them. There's no other way in the world we can get it. Amen? Yes, there it is. Stands amongst the mints of the lampstands with the stars in his hand. It is night. For that is when we use lamps for light. And that is when the stars are seen shining and reflecting the light of the sun. It's in the dark. And the church was walking by faith in the darkness. Her Lord departed from this earth, but the Holy Spirit still shines out through the church, giving light to this old sin-cursed world. And those stars reflect that light also. The only light that they have, how dark it is, how spiritually cold. Yet when he comes into the midst of that light and warm, and the church is empowered, and through him, we do the works that he did. Amen? And that we might get a glimpse of him, just as John, what manner of people we ought to be standing here before him on that day. That's why it's so important for us to listen to what Peter says here in 1 Peter the second chapter. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming out as a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Amen? That ye also as lively stones are built up into a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Jesus needed to come. There was something in him. The definition of a diamond means unbreakable, invincible. Amen? And Satan tried to break our Lord Jesus, but he didn't prevail. If you could put up that other picture. Now I'm starting to understand why women like diamonds. It's important. All right. He came to his own and they received him not, right? They didn't receive the message. It went out all the way out through the West, through the seven church ages. And now it's on every woman's hands. We all have a choice to make. Brother Branham says, they're all common people, poor, ordinarily dressed. There's no great anthems for some pretended to be angelic choir, pipe organs, or some stained glass windows. You have a hard time getting a seat in a bench and stand around the wall. Pretty soon you guys will be standing around the wall, huh? That's what I'm hearing. It says, they don't come for such that, but they come because inside of them there's something that sees the beauty that the natural eye doesn't see. It's a spiritual eye that catches the beauty of Christ, and that's why they come. Amen? You know, an isotope is what God sees in you from the foundations of the world. And when you look at one of those, if you could put that picture up. Now, a diamond is all grays and blacks, but when you put this, rubies, emeralds, when you look, topaz, when you look through these, this is what you see. You see? So Christ decided to be that diamond because there was something in him that needed to protect. In 2 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. Amen? Amen? In Isaiah 60, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come. For your light, folks. And the glory of the Lord arises upon you. So, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Amen? Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that the day of Christ, I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Amen? Philippians 2. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ paid it all. He came to be a liaison between us and God's wrath, bringing life, light and life to us all, together as one family in Christ Jesus. How many are you happy today to be a part of that body? Amen? Amen? You know, when it comes to the rainbow, I started looking at the rainbow here. Red appears always at the top. I mean, know that. When you look at a rainbow, red's always at the top, the outer edge of the rainbow. Because, and the reason why, it's because it has the longest wavelength of visible light. and it bends the least. So when you start thinking about it, red always gets there first, right? The bloody lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. You see, he got there first. And the last color is purple, which is his bride. Amen? Which completes it all. But red always gets there first. Jesus, who died on the cross and shed his blood, covers us all. He sent ahead. He was sent ahead before the foundations of the world for you and I. God was the source of light that come down to become the diamond in the rough. And now is reflecting in his church through the seven church ages. All the colors, but the last and not least at the bottom of the colors is purple. His wife, who completes all seven church ages, which we are all one. How many love him today? Amen. 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 I don't know where I'm at with time. I'm always early. Josh is saying, keep going. Josh, that's all I got. I got. Amen. So I guess I'll finish up, but God bless you all. We send greetings here from the Lighthouse of Refuge there in Lorain, Ohio. It's always a testimony. God is good. Amen. Looking forward to hear what Brother Eric Gallo has today. And we'll just continue to keep him in prayer. And I appreciate every one of you. It's always a blessing coming here. And sometimes I wish I was here, but you know, I have a duty up north there. And we got a little small group there. Keep us in prayer. We're a young church, and we're learning as we go. And just continue to keep my ministry in prayer. And I'm always nervous when I come up here. It's like, I'm like, Lord, sometimes you say, why me? But I'll never complain about that. But I just that the Lord gives me strength. God bless you.